Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you this wonderful, powerful gospel. Praise God. Let you know, Jesus, I'm a Jesus man. Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the change, a real change, in your life. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Sister Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go to the jails and prisons, to bring to those that's incarcerated this great, powerful gospel. We have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. We know the coronavirus has closed the jails and prisons, but we're here on radio like we always do, preaching the gospel. Praise God. We're going to continue to be on radio till we get a green light to go back into the jails and prisons. Amen. We still on radio, praise God, and still be on radio. Now, we've been preaching the message, talking about walking in the blessings of Abraham. We're going to try to wrap it up on today so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, walking in the blessings of Abraham. Time to wake up, people. 2020, we talked about the different events that went on during this year. Praise God. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, Velvet, Romans 13 and 1. What did Paul say about the matter? Romans 13 and 1. Amen. Abraham humbled himself before God. Sarah laughed when God talked about he's going to have a child in an old age. God said, Sarah, you laugh. Like natural man laugh at the preaching of the word of God today. People laugh. The laugh of unbelief. Sarah laughed. The laugh of unbelief. God said, you're going to have that child. But God's going to have the last laugh. Because he's going to caused Sarah to have that baby in her old age. And that baby was a healthy baby. Because God is a God of miracles. Letting you know, God can blow the doctor's mind. Praise God. Yes, sir. Lord can heal you of sickness and disease. Yes, sir. He can heal you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. The Lord can heal you. Yes, sir. He can save you from your sins. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord can save you. He can deliver you. Make your body well. Praise God. Amen. Do what the doctor said is impossible. The Lord can do it. Amen. Because God's a God of miracles.
Amen.
Amen. What did Romans 13 and 1 say, Seville?
He said, let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God.
Let every soul be subject to the higher power. For there are no powers but that of God are those ordained by God. God ordained governments for us to live by. We need to respect the governments. Live by the governments. Amen. We live in a day where folks like to rebel. They like to rebel, be a lawless society. Now, I'm letting you know, God do not mean for people to rebel against the laws when the laws are in line with the word of God. Amen. We need to know that. Glory to God. For society to survive, we need guidelines. Let you know, child molesting need to stop. You hear me? Praise God. All this molesting kids in the Boy Scouts, all this molesting kids in the church, in families, child molestation need to stop. Cast that demon out. Glory to God. You cannot be saved being a child molester. You hear me? Praise God. I don't care if they put a preacher collar on. A preacher collar do not make you saved. You hear me? Glory to God. So many devils got preacher collars on now. Praise God. I want to let you know you need to get that saved change on the inside. Glory to God. Amen. Go to the altar and get saved. Get that child molesting demon out you. Amen. Families, praise God. Get that child molesting demon out that relative, out that uncle, out that grandfather, that father, stepfather, whatever, stepmother, whatever, grandmother, whatever. Get it out. You cannot be saved with that devil in you. Glory to God. Folk that steal, shoplifting, all that stuff need to stop. Amen. Sexual abuse, rape, amen. All that stuff needs to stop. Sexual harassment, all that stuff needs to stop. You hear me? Saved people do not do such things. You hear me? Glory to God. Commit fornication and adultery. Saved people, Holy Ghost filled people, don't do it. All that stuff needs to stop. Amen. Sexual harassment. Praise God. That mess is of the devil. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. When you save, saved people don't do such things. Praise God. That stuff don't go on among sanctified Holy Ghost filled people. Glory to God. No sexual harassment. Praise God. No. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here. Sanctify people. Holy Ghost filled people don't steal. Amen. Glory to God. They don't use bad language and curse. Praise God. There's too many hypocrites. I see them on social media. Glory to God. Oh, hypocrite. Amen. Saying curse words. Talking about they're a child of God. Lying devil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. When you get saved, your conversation changes. Amen. You don't curse no more. Glory to God. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. That Bible reads, St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. I'm telling you, no hypocrite is going to heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All that child molesting in the Boy Scouts, that message is of the devil and need to stop. You hear me? Glory to God. Cast them devils out them people. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. So don't let nobody come by me talking about, well, that was a man of God. Lying devil. There ain't no man of God being no child molester. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil is in them. Glory to God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, amen. People, we need to honor the laws of God. Honor the word of God. Amen. Love people. Treat folks right. Amen. Love the people. Treat them right. Amen. God made all nations. He made all races. Amen. Love the white man. Love the black man. Love the African. Love the Eskimo. Love the Indian. Love the people in Scotland, in India, in Japan, in China, in Russia. Love everybody. Because God is a God of love. Amen. The devil is the one that brings divisions. that caused one race to be against another. That's Satan, praise God, to enslave a certain race of people. That's the devil, praise God. But the Lord wants people to be equal. He wants people to treat folks right. He wants folks to be loving one another. He wants people to have all things common. Poverty, that's a curse of sin. You hear me? Praise God. It's God's perfect will for people to have the necessities of life. People don't need to be poor. Praise God. But folks need to have the necessities of life. There's too many people got too much. What you going to do with it? Just but waste it up, blow it away. But you need to help those that's in need. Glory to God. People need to stop being lazy. Get out there and work. You cannot go to heaven all being all lazy. Lazy people. Oh, lazy folk. You can see them on side the street. Got a sign up. Lazy. Praise God. Lazy people. Praise God. Want to get money to buy liquor. Want to smoke. Lazy people, glory to God. But when the Lord saved you, he have called you to work. Get a job and work. Amen. Make your money. Pay your bills. Amen. Put food on the table. Put food in the refrigerator. Have a place to live. Have the necessities of life. Work for your living. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you're, amen, do it the way God said do it. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God will cause a man to do his duty. Put milk in the baby's bottle. Amen. Put food for your children to eat. Your children have no need walking around, amen, hungry. Amen. Going up in the store trying to steal because they're hungry. That it don't supposed to be like that. But you're supposed to feed your children. You don't take that money that you get to feed your children to support your drinking habit, your smoking habit. That mess is demonic. You hear me? Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. But do your duty. Feed your children good, wholesome food. Not some cheap from the store, but wholesome food. Feed it to them so they can grow and be healthy. Won't be sick, but to be healthy. Praise God. Feed your children. And do these things, be a good mother and a good parent to raise your children. There's too much evil going on. You, amen. I see how, amen, mothers, parents get on the media crying and doing because their child got gunned down through violence on the streets. But where were you when the child was around, walking around? Amen. Where were you then? Your child is in jail and didn't hear you come. But where were you when your child was out there on the streets? Where were you when your child was running around, amen, committing sin, doing evil? Where were you then? People, we need to wake up. You hear me? Wake up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. All this rioting going on. Turning down the police buildings and all that. If you disband the police, what you going to have to protect you in case somebody come invade your privacy, invade you? What you going to do? Who you going to call on? People need to understand and wake up. Wake up here. Glory to God. Amen. Now, amen. We need to be subject to the higher power. God wants you to be subject. Amen. Because God instituted laws to follow. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. The Lord wants you to live right. You hear me? Live right and do right. Glory to God. Amen. Live right, do right. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Sit down. Amen. Genesis 26 and 4. What did the Bible say? Genesis 26 and 4.
And I will make my seed to multiply in the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Now, God wonderfully bless Abraham. Because Abraham humbled himself to the hand of God. You humble yourself to the hand of God. God will mold you and make you strong. You ain't got to be out there in the streets hustling and doing. Out there in the streets trying to sell drugs. Out there in the streets, amen, living by the gun. You live by the gun, you die by the gun. You hear me? Praise God. You ain't got to be out there like that. Praise the Lord. But the Lord can bless you. Cause you to multiply. Amen. Doing things God's way. Praise God. Amen. Doing things God's way. Praise the Lord. Multiply you. Cause you to prosper. Be blessed. Amen. I'm wrapped up in Jesus. You hear me? I'm wrapped up in the Holy Ghost. God take care of me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. I'm telling you, because I'm way back in God. I want to go deeper in Him. Go higher in Him. Praise our God. I'm telling you, amen. It's time to live holy. It's time to live right. Because Jesus is coming back for a people without a spot, nor a wrinkle, or a blemish, or any such thing. But one that is holy. Praise God. Time to live right. Stop straddling the fence. Stop messing with the devil. You play with a poisonous snake, it'll bite you. You play with fire, it'll burn you. You keep on playing with the devil, he'll draw you into the fire. He'll draw you into hell. Leave that devil alone. You hear me? Praise God. Let sin alone, for sin get rid of you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to wake up. It's time to live right. It's time to do right. Glory to God. Amen. Sin is sin. Wrong is wrong. Praise God. People, you need to turn from sin before sin get rid of you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's hear a song from Myla Lovato. Amen. Praise God. Let's hear Myla Lovato and Broken Heart. Glory to God.
Thank you.
God. Amen. Now, amen. God told Abraham, as the number of stars, so shall his descendants be. Let you know, God will give you abundance. Abundance of riches. Abundance of joy. Abundance of peace, of love. He'll give it to you. Abundance. Jesus said, what do it profit a man? When he said man, he means woman too. To gain this world and mess around and lose your soul. The world, all they know is this world here. This earth. And what's on this earth. But for a child of God, we got more than this world. Praise God. I'm telling you the truth. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have they entered into the hearts of man. The beautiful things God have in store for those that love him. That's the reason why. Don't let Satan divert your attention on this world out here. Praise God. Because we need to focus our eyes on Jesus Christ. So to be blessed like Abraham. Have the abundance for eternity. Well, the world has it only for a season. But we got riches for eternity. Praise God. Therefore, I'm putting my treasures up in heaven. So I can go up there and live for eternity. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why I love to dance and shout. Because I got victory over the devil. I can live right. Because I'm heaven bound. Praise God. On my way to heaven. Praise God. How many preachers preach about heaven now? Praise the Lord God. There ought to be a wake-up call to y'all. Because some people don't forget about heaven. Some people don't talk about it because they ain't going there. So busy trying to gain this world. Praise God. But I preach about heaven because I'm planning on making it up to the kingdom. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. Abraham was blessed. And when you get Jesus, you'll be blessed. Walking over top of sin. On your way to heaven. Singing that song. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there. But the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway. Glory to God. Walking up the King's highway. Traveling up the highway. Going up to heaven. To be with sweet Jesus, praise our God, and the saints of God up in heaven. Hallelujah, glory to God. He sang that song, I go sweeping through the gate. I go sweeping through the gate. For I know I'm a child of God. I've been washed in Jesus' blood. Hallelujah, go sweeping through the gate. That feel like having church, feel like praising him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory to God. I'm telling you, those of you in the free world, click into our website, heavenboundtrain.org. Enjoy yourself. I'm telling you, it's fire burning on that website. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the God. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank God for this message. Walking in the blessings of Abraham. Lord, look up here in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in them. Put their peace and love in their heart. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, bind them unclean spirits, them contrary demons and devils in them young people, in all them folks over there. Lord, let them know you come to save them and rescue them from a burning hell. Lord, save them people for it be too late in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Glory to God. Touch everyone in Department of Corrections, them inmates, praise God, in the Federal Bureau of Prisons, those amen, residents, in the local jails. Touch them all in the name of Jesus. Lord, the community as a whole is in uproar, pray, because of the injustice being done. But Lord, calm the communities. Let them know the police is there for their own safety. Praise God. Don't let them rise up, do things they later regret. Praise God. Lord, save the unsaved people. Let revival break out in the churches. That the preachers start preaching like you want them to preach. And stop being preaching all that prosperity stuff. And preach holiness to the people. So they can be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' my name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, help come my beautiful companion, Savelle.
Praise and the songs, and there is no secret what my God can do. And it said, Jesus is the, if you have to reach way down, Jesus can reach you up, can pick you up and bring you back to where you need to be, hallelujah. So with all this confusion going on, that you can be in the place that God wants you to be. So you believe that prayer and this message, God has answered your prayer, hallelujah. So keep on praying and keep on seeking him, that you may go stronger and deeper in him. Don't be in behind prison bar. We praise God for you. The Lord loves you. He is your best friend. And he is there to restore and redeem you and give you hope, hallelujah. You are not forsaken, hallelujah. Don't in the free world, thank you for your prayer, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves with everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, love my beautiful parents in Velvet saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.